Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You heard your friends reading it, enjoying it?
Yeah, reading
And you want
food.
To try it yourself?
Yeah.
Well, we got the place for you, Nature Box. They makes food and they makes it good.
That's how well they makes it. They makes it so good.
We makes food and we makes it good.
The hardest part about getting food is actually going out and getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Nature Box eliminates that. They send you delicious, nutritious snacks to your door. It arrives in a box. All you have to do is open the box. And there's a bunch of bags in the box. You eat the snacks
Seinfeld.
In the bags.
Let me ask you a question. You always say delicious and nutritious.
Yeah. It rhymes. It's true. It's cute. It's friendly. It's fun.
Yeah. I guess, actually, I don't have a question. I just wanted to point it out. I think I'm charmed by it. I think it's adorable. It's like you're like, I'm a salesman. This is what I know.
Yeah.
I've come up with a rhyme.
This is my pitch.
Delicious, nutritious.
Well, it works because our fans love the box.
That's true.
And not only that, but they deliver it to you. You don't even have to pay for the shipping. It's $20 a month. But if you use our coupon code by going to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou, that first box is only $10.
Boom.
And they ship it to you for free.
That's what's up.
And if you do sign up for NatureBox, which we highly recommend, we will shout your name out if you forward us that receipt that they send you. So thank you so much to Tatiana M.
Alex C.
Oswaldo C.
Evan F.
Norman C.
Leonardo B.
Andy C.
Kyle J.
Dylan H.
Scooter G.
Matt W.
And Andrew U.
Very tight. So thank you guys. And please join the list. You know, they made new snacks.
Yo.
They're sending us some delicious stuff, guys. Honey macadamia pretzel pops. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough. And actually, you are afraid of spicy foods.
Yeah.
So the sriracha roasted cashews.
They're all you.
Yeah, and they're fucking great.
All right. So guys, they have spicy stuff. They have sweet stuff. They have salty stuff. They have good stuff.
They have food. They makes it good.
All right. Let's get started. This is a very, very, very exciting episode. Thomas Middleditch is back.
Oh, with a vengeance.
And between the three of us, I assure you, things got very real.
Indeed they did.
Let's get started.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Hold up, if I were you, here's exactly what I would do. Give me that advice, yeah, I need it right now. I'm in a sticky situation, it's about to go down. ASAP, no, it's not me. They changed my name for my anonymity. Only advice podcast that'll give it to you free. After everything said, everybody yelling, preach. You want blast, yeah, you want blast. It won't last in the past. It's on the fun of the podcast. They move fast, it gets real, like how you feel. Fuck it, you know the deal. Email your questions, your problems, confessions. Please seize the motherfucking cheese. Amir and Jake to the Jake and Amir. Take all your issues and sort them out here.
Beast. Yeah. I love podcasts, that's my fucking problem. I love podcasts, that's my fucking problem.
Hey, Thomas Middleditch is here.
Whoa.
Do you mind if I call you Tommy Mids?
That's cool.
Really?
Tommy Mids.
I'm fine. I'm fine with a lot of things, but there's a couple of things I'm not fine with, and I delete those comments off my Instagram.
I've noticed.
Guess what they are? Fala, 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 la.
Do you delete the Dubes comments?
I delete them, and I block your motherfucking ass.
Really?
Yeah, tired of that shit. I'm tired of it. I asked people not to on this podcast, and then they did it more, so I'm sorry.
the more you say no, the more they do yes.
I know. It's trolling, he says, and you should stop.
You're saying you're going to block them, so that'll...
Yeah, don't give them the infamy. People.
I know,
no, blocking gives people no infamy. Blocking you is like, I'm done with you.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying blocking is bad even for trolls.
Yeah, because that's the opposite of what they want. They want him to respond and be like, hey, quit it. And then they say it again, and he's like, stop it. But if he's like, oh,
there's no response. You're dead to me forever. I don't ask anything. It was like, it's a one strike offense kind of thing. Boom, done.
Zero tolerance.
I don't care. These are like pictures of myself, my girlfriend, my dogs. Like, stop. What are you doing? Writing penis in caps locks. What are you doing?
There was something that they did on College Humor. Like, if you were an abusive commenter, they could block you. Mm. But then there was something called hell block you or something.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Or Pyle.
Smiting.
Smiting. That was it. I wasn't a Pyle. I think it was Pyle who did it.
Yeah.
But it was like, your comments never showed up except to you, so you would comment and no one would respond, and like,
oh, so you just be trolling to the ether,
to nothing. No one could see them.
That's really smart. That's even better than blocking.
Yeah,
because then it's like you think that you're trolling, but nobody can hear you.
Yeah, it's wasted effort.
Although it's not embarrassing enough because you think you're still getting it.
Well, I mean, what does a troll want? They're just like, if no one is responding to them at all, I think that you probably grow confused. You're like, something's broken, something's wrong.
You grow confused. Yeah. You
grow confused.
What's happening? Troll confused.
I'm growing it.
You grow confused. I can say that.
Yeah, you can say it. But we can also make fun of it.
Well, you can make fun of anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude. So anyway, at Tom Beanie, go ahead and make fun of me. Jesus. No. We should edit this whole thing out because they're going to do it. I feel like I should write to you anonymously and say, how do I stop this? Do I address it? Do I ignore it? Do I learn to live with it?
I posted something on Instagram the other day and I like made fun of myself for having a bad caption.
Sure.
Like opening people up to make fun of my caption.
Sure.
But then even when they did it, it hurt my feelings.
I know. You have to realize, friends, that we're humans. Yes. And most of us are very sensitive humans.
Well, I feel like if people knew how often, even not that we're celebrities, but like celebrities, I bet they all check their at replies on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And nobody really thinks that like, oh, this person's going to read my reply.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if you're just walking along and you get a notification that says like, hey, everything you do sucks. and you're having a great day, and some stranger just says that to you. That would be horrible.
That's the thing about trolling. It really works.
it
totally works.
And you have to tell yourself, like, oh, okay, they don't mean it. They don't even know me. I'm a beautiful butterfly. But, man.
I've done that where you, like, somebody says, oh, you suck. Everything you do sucks. And I, like, click through to see who they are.
Right.
Which is, like, all they'll ever want. It's like, Jake, notice me. And then I do. Yeah. And I'm like, and I read his other tweets, and that's it.
Yeah. But usually when you find out who they are, you're like, oh, you're 14.
Yeah. Yeah. You're 14. You have 14. 9 followers. You live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And I could squash you.
Yeah. The worst.
What does that mean? What could I squash? I'm very weak. I couldn't do
probably
anything.
Probably beat up a 14-year-old.
I don't know.
Really?
When I got mugged and had to run away in order to prevent being mugged, it was from teens.
I'd like to hear that story.
Yeah.
It was in Toronto, guys, back in T-Dot. I had a great night. I made out with an incredibly beautiful girl, way, way out of my league. I was walking home, 3 a.m, feeling pretty baller. And then I walked past this diner, and there was some toughs through the window.
Some toughs, some roughs.
They were some 13, street toughs.
Sure.
Yeah. And they were staring at me, so I gave them a little nod, and I was like, oh, that was weird. And then, as I was walking across the street, I knew that they were behind me, and my drunken sort of like confident self being like, let them try something. I'm saying this to myself, like, go ahead, man, I don't care. Then they got in front of me, and the one guy said, hey, man, you want to see what I got? You want to see what I got? And he kept reaching in his jacket, and I was like, oh, fuck.
How old were you?
I was like 22, maybe.
Okay.
I was like, it could be a gun. It could be a knife. What do I do? I've never even been in a fist fight. Never. Nothing. And then he tried to punch me, missed me, then grabbed my hoodie and started to try and hockey jersey me while the other guy is reaching in my pockets and I'm swatting his hands away. And I remember a split second, it's almost like time slows down. And I see there's a homeless guy sleeping on the street. And it's like, it was just so surreal that there's someone there and no one can help me. And what the heck? And then I was like, do I swing a punch and potentially maybe get stabbed? I had a mental image of me lying waiting for an ambulance or something, stab wounds, Ralph from Lord of the Flies.
In it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, no, fuck it. And I slipped out of my hoodie.
Oh, this is such a hockey Toronto fight.
Yeah, baby. Oh, rock 'em, sock 'em. And I slipped out of my hoodie and I ran. And lucky for me, I actually do. I got some speed, man. I got legs. I got legs.
For days.
Legs for days and
arms for
passion
minutes.
For gays. Yeah. I ran as hard as my little stems could take me. And I was like Roadrunner. They wow. tried and they were like, oh, hell no. So screw you, teens.
With that, let's get started.
That's like the intro to a movie where you become the world's greatest runner.
Your leg brace is falling off in slow motion.
Yeah, I get to the edge of the block after escaping them, and there's a coach with a whistle. He's like, have you ever thought about running track?
That boy?
Who was he?
That's how they recruit.
Yeah.
So let's start?
Yeah.
We already started. Let's explain.
Yeah.
We already started. Let's talk. We already started.
Oh, no. He's caught in a loop. Shoot him.
There's no way out. The show is called If I Were You. It's the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by...
us. My name is Jake.
And I'm Amir.
I appreciate what you just did. I totally forgot.
How does it work? We get emails from real people in real difficult places, and they're seeking advice, and we do our best to offer it. Sometimes it's just me and Jake, and sometimes we have funny friends with us, and today is no exception. It's Thomas Middleditch.
Oh, God, we're
don't
just
laugh through.
No, but we're having fun.
We have to be having fun. That's why we're
this
laughing.
This is this is so disingenuous.
Sure, it's not.
No,
that is, oh, God.
Babies, darlings.
It's the same as crying, laughing like that.
Thomas, I don't mean to put you on a reverse blast, but I'm going to praise you. Your last episode that you did was our most listened to episode that we've ever had.
Oh, well,
not a coincidence.
It was fun to do. I had so much fun. And I'm like a weirdo that I listen to the podcast I'm on. And I listened to it and I was like, that was so fun. It was a fun one.
That's great. Then let's do it again. We're going to recreate it.
We're
going
to try and do it. Although in the first 5 minutes, I've already alienated some of your fans by telling them stop.
Yeah.
Telling them that you blocked them.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how this goes.
We don't need them. We don't need those three guys.
I'm sorry. I love everybody. I thank you for your support. Just choose your words.
That
thank
is
you. Love
that's
you.
That's kind of nice. It's like a good way to go out forever. They're like, all right, I'm ready to unfollow Tom Beanie.
Yeah.
Tom Beanie.
I'm gonna write doobs on his last post.
yeah, it's a good way to go out. Well, hell. I mean, do what you gotta. I'd rather you didn't, but, you know, life is
very
yours.
Diplomatic.
Your
life's yours, mine's mine. I will delete you. I will block you.
Naturally.
I wish I didn't have to. I'd rather we all get along and support each other. But, you know.
Here we are.
Mankind is, we're just hairless apes.
There we go.
And we fuck animals sometimes. There's something called bestiality. So what the hell?
I delete comments, too. I know you're talking about fucking animals, but I delete comments.
Let me bring it back to not fucking animals.
You delete comments on your Instagram?
Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
Sometimes I post a picture of my mom and dad on there, and if somebody like calls my mom an ugly bitch, I would delete it.
Not that they would ever do that.
Well, because my mom's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Mom. She listens to the podcast.
Let's get started. We need a fake name. This is a real email from a real person, but we're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Are you saying use names from Tom's new TV show that is already out if you're listening to this podcast? And yes. It's called Silicon Valley. It's on Sunday nights at what time?
Right after Game of Thrones.
10 p.m.?
No.
That's insane. You're going to be the most famous person in the world.
Not really. No.
That's the best lead-in ever.
It is the best lead-in
Dude,
on HBO, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's right in between Game of Thrones and Veep.
Veep. So it's at 10, because Veep is at 10:30.
Okay, then yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
This is the last time Tom's ever going to hang out with
us.
It's
very surreal. You know, last time we were talking about like the poster and like, oh,
yeah.
That poster came out. So if anyone...
And it didn't just come out, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's super,
fucking everywhere.
It's real weird.
Do people recognize you from the billboard?
I don't think people put two and two together. I don't think anyone's walking around being like, cool, billboard, I'm going to remember those faces. Holy shit, who's that guy? I don't think people do that.
Right.
But your friends are like sending you pictures left and right.
Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, buddy.
Which I've done all too.
Right.
It's fine. I'm fine.
It's fucking crazy because it's not just you. It's not like one big billboard somewhere. It's like, it's literally everywhere.
It's everywhere. I don't know if it is. I think it's
on buses.
I've been in the back of a bus
and like been below a billboard and behind a bus. Both of them are just your face looking at me.
It's like, Jesus, I'll watch the show. I'm friends with a guy. Now you don't have to inundate me with this message.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't have to be that negative.
Do you have a... Let's give these names people from your show.
Okay.
So what's your character's name, for example?
This is... This will be Richard Hendricks. That's my character's name.
Cool name.
R.H.
Richard Hendricks.
He's a real rock and roller.
Jimmy's uncle.
Of algorithms.
Hey, guys. A couple of weeks ago, I walked into the room while my girlfriend was playing The Sims and noticed she saved and closed out of the game really fast. I noticed her character looks like her, but... really didn't get to see much of it. However, the other day, I was using her computer to check my email and out of curiosity went to her Sim Saved Games folder. I found a saved Sim with her ex's name on it and saw that they are married in the game. She is also pregnant in the game. What the what the actual fuck? I feel like I've hit rock bottom, but I have no idea how to handle this. It's been making me pretty upset, but I can't even imagine how I'd bring it up with her or where the conversation would go. Thank you, please help.
That
Richard Hendricks.
Is incredible.
The funniest thing in the world was watching, like, as you're reading, I was like, okay, all right, what?
That is so
and
bizarre.
Like, looking across at Tom, he's like, his mind was blown.
He knows really bizarre. If that's real... If that's not just like a made up email, that is.
Well, you're a gamer, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know. I played The Sims.
So this is why, like, it didn't that register so at all with me. Funny. I was like, okay, this, yeah. I was not following along. And you were just like, you looked at me at one point, mouth agape. You were like, I was like, can you believe this, dude?
Wait, no, so can you explain to us what is The Sims exactly for the uninformed?
That is just so funny.
So
okay,
like
so The Sims, like, it's just like Dollhouse, essentially. Like, you can make your own little dolls, essentially, and you even make the little house and furnish the little house, and you watch the little dolls play in the little house. The dolls can get jobs.
Yeah.
They can have relationships. You kind of play house. You play God with the little dolls.
So you can say, get pregnant?
You can make, well, they have to fall in love first, and then they gotta get, like, married or fuck or something. I'm not sure in the latest iteration of The Sims what it's at.
How do you make two virtual characters fall in love?
They do these little chat options. Like, you have complete control over these things. So she made the guy, and she named the thing, and she, like, interacted, and, like, wooed and courted, went on probably, like, these weird little virtual dates.
That's so
They probably,
weird.
Like, did it in a hot tub.
Oh, I've seen that before. Sims fucking.
Yeah.
That's so. Would you, if you caught your girlfriend Sims cheating on you, is that real cheating?
Well, the thing is, there's so much thought behind it.
Yeah,
I mean, she's
almost worse.
It's almost worse. Well, it's not. I mean,
no, I would definitely rather have my girlfriend having sex with somebody in The Sims than real life. But it's not worse.
Do you know what's bad about it? It's like a secret. It's a thing. If she was like up top, like, isn't this funny? Look what happened. Like, I didn't even control this. This happened. Isn't that funny? Or whatever. I did this. This is funny. At least like acknowledging it. But to be like, like, close the laptop, yeah. Like, nothing. You know?
That never, like, here's a good tip. If you're doing something weird on a computer, never minimize quickly. Just
own it.
Yeah, don't even, like, because, like, this guy would have not known what was happening unless she, like, got nervous and freaked out.
Right, or just, like, seeing The Sims being played. It's like, you know who anybody's named, right?
I would just continue doing what you're doing and... 50 times out of 100, the guy just won't know what the fuck is going on. He'll just, like, look past it because nobody really cares about what people do on the computers. Right, well, when you minimize something quickly, then...
That's advice for the girl playing The Sims. What the fuck does this guy do?
I do want to ask this. I want this girl on the podcast. Like, I got to be like...
That would be awesome.
What are that's you... Like, what is this?
That's that next level shit of us, like, calling... Really calling somebody out.
Investigating.
That would be so... Investigating. I mean, because it's such, like, a... You build your own world, and The Sims can get really complex. So she's built a world where not only the guy's just in it, like, I would get that, maybe they're in it, whatever, but she's living out this weird fantasy of them being, I mean, I don't know, to the guy,
it's like, buddy,
I don't know, man, sounds like a personal problem.
He's back. The personal problem grifter.
Doesn't it seem like maybe she's like, it's an old game, like, she had these characters when she was with her ex, and
she was just about to click the divorce button. I don't know, man.
Theoretically,
passive aggressive argument.
As a gamer,
can't go out of nowhere.
As a gamer, couldn't you see, like, if she had gotten very far along? And I've never played The Sims, but if she's like built some life in The Sims, she's pregnant with a baby, she has a good job, a nice Sim house.
She
doesn't necessarily
want to
have
a double
divorce,
Sims
even
life.
Though she's not with this other dude anymore.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, with all this stuff, like, ask yourself, is this affecting the relationship? Like, is it bad, or is the relationship good other than this? If it's good, fuck it, who cares? It's a fantasy, it's a video game. There's a lot worse video games. There's a game called Rape Play where you walk around raping women.
That's also bad, but this
so,
is, I mean, this
so there's
is bad
worse
too.
Games to be playing.
There's this is emotional.
Games, but I think but I wouldn't be able to, I would not be cool if I was dating somebody who had a fantasy life with her ex. That's insane.
But you,
like,
so what, you bring
you.
It up and now you're a snooper. Yes. You've snooped. You've betrayed trust.
Yes, you know what? I snooped, but guess what? I found something. Yeah.
I guess.
So I accept full responsibility. Sorry for snooping, but shit, you better be sorry too.
I guess.
I think the relationship is done. It's irrevocably damaged.
No. I say if you do confront, don't come in hot. Because you don't know.
Let's preface all this with Thomas is talking. This is correct advice. I am just giving you the hot-headed advice. I'm saying fuck this bitch. Fuck her forever.
I'm saying buy a gun, shoot her in the mouth. Don't kill her. Just take her off the mouth.
You got to get that jaw up. You know what I'm saying? I've had 3 sips of whiskey, so I'm like ready to just fuck anybody up.
Jake's saying go into the game and click on some sort of abort pregnancy button.
Oh, divorce, no, you know what? Play it till she has the kid and then name the kid after yourself.
Is that how detailed it gets on The Sims? Does it take 9 months for them to have a baby?
I mean, not nine in-game months. I don't know, actually. I haven't played
you can
The Sims
fast forward
for
time in The Sims.
Years.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I played it when I was a teenager. It's been around for a long, long time.
You think you can have a miscarriage in The Sims?
No.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? I mean, look, guys, miscarriages are part of life. We're just animals. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
That's true.
Just getting real, very real about pregnancy. 3 guys getting very real about
pregnancy.
We're
animals, man.
Well, okay, well, this show, after all, is called If I Were You, What Would You Do If You Found
you
Your Girlfriend?
You still haven't answered the question.
No. I'm going to wait till... you want me to go first?
Yeah.
If I were you and I found that, I would probably bring it up because it's so bizarre that I can't just sit on it. So I'd be like, hey, you're pregnant in this game. You loser, you're a gamer.
go ahead.
I would bring it up too. I think Tom's right saying not to come in hot. Don't go in and break up with her. But I think you got to be very straight up. Like, look, I was sketched out when you X'd everything out real quick the other day. So I looked on The Sims, and you are in a relationship and pregnant with your ex. What's that about?
I second that. Yep. I gotta be honest. Curiosity is not, it can't hold this tiger. It can't hold it. And I want you to write back. I want you to write back with what the fuck she said.
Yes.
Because my goodness, am I curious.
Well, she would just be like, it's just a game.
And yeah, right, that's the worst. Like, yeah, what's the thing? When someone says that to you, like, why are you making such a big deal out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
You're doing it.
Why are you making a small deal out of it?
Yeah. Well, just feelings. Say, if she is, it's just a game, relax. Just be like, well, it does make me concerned, so we're going to just have to address that at some point.
Right. It's not just a game also. It's like, it's a game that's distinctly about life simulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it's about inventing a weird ideal reality for yourself. So that's, it's one thing if it's like, I don't know, if she's playing Street Fighter and she's like punching her ex in the face. You're like, oh, this is weird, but I guess, sure.
What I'd love is if he like went to the basement of the weird little dollhouse and an avatar of him is like in a cage. There's just a fucking bowl of dog food in front of him.
What is this? And as he's looking at it, eyes wide, clicking through, that just feels a dog collar wrap around his neck.
Like, holy shit.
Choke chain. No. Oh, no.
You're mine now.
No.
You were sorry, Richard Hendricks.
If you're going to be Snoopy, I'm going to treat you like a dog.
Well, right. Played
there
me.
There you go.
Toda.
Move on. That was the exclamation point at the end of that story. Let me tell you what.
All right. We need a female. Is there a female on your show, or is it just dudes hanging out with dudes?
No, there's a girl.
Yeah. Can we get a, do you know her character name?
Monica, but I'm not sure of the last name. That's okay. So strange. Monica.
Monica's good. We got to keep her anonymous anyway.
Yeah.
Monica.
Hey, guys. I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 2 years now, and I really am in love with him. But about a month ago, a guy I used to have a friends with benefits deal going on with moved back into town after finishing university, and as we share the same group of friends, I see him on a quite regular basis. The thing is, I keep having fantasies about sleeping with him. I don't want to leave my boyfriend or cheat on him, but my mind keeps wandering back to this other guy. The result of it is I currently have a much higher sex drive, and I have been pouncing on my boyfriend a lot more regularly than I usually have, and he can't believe his luck. The worst part is, he noticed how much randier I am getting recently, and thinks it's down to the mustache he started growing about the same time as this other guy came into town. He talks about his mustache a lot now, thinking that it makes me horny when it just doesn't. Should I tell him the truth and risk making him feel like shit, or should I just end it all at my local Starbucks? Ta-da, you do you, and seize the cheese, love, Monica. So,
wow.
Her ex-boyfriend is getting
horny.
What
a Seinfeldian problem.
Right.
He thinks this guy's a mustache. It's not a mustache. It's so weird.
It's so sad.
It's like a Pavlovian response. He's like, I did this, and then this happened, so this caused this to happen. Now if I grow a mustache, I'll have sex.
I feel so bad for the mustache guy. What a schlub in this situation.
But the thing is, he's making out the best. He gets to have sex, and he has a mustache.
That's definitely
so clueless.
But he's having clueless sex.
That's the worst.
He shouldn't.
I feel sad for him. He's out there getting, like, having sex, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a pimp. And little does he know, he's the opposite. Some other fucking suave motherfucker is so hot that it gets this dude's girlfriend turned on to fuck him. That's the saddest thing
he's
in the world.
He's just a rube. I got to be honest. To this girl, my advice, it sounds like you're not ready to be in the thing.
Oh,
because
shit. She's fantasizing about somebody else?
No, you're allowed to fantasize. I mean, no. When you're really ready to be in the thing, you know that there's going to be people. There's constantly going to... You're never going to stop running into people that would be charming, attractive, and someone that you'd... In a single world, you'd like to have sex with. If you're a social person, that's just always going to happen. But if you have all these, like, lusty things... I don't know, man.
You think that's like a crack in the dam?
I think it's a crack in your own personal dam. I think maybe you're just not ready. Don't beat yourself up about it, but especially if you're annoyed that this guy thinks he's a player because of the mustache, that should be cute and endearing. To be honest, I think the guy's kind of adorable right now, but if that pisses you off and you're like, ew, I hate him
well,
now.
She just doesn't like
what a loser. Mustaches are cool, dude.
I'm mostly on board with what you're saying, especially because I think that like fantasizing is fine. I think that's normal. I think like to... you know, lust after somebody, that's normal. But she's lusting after one specific dude again and again, mm-hmm. which I think that is like chipping away
an ex-dude
at the foundation. Yeah.
Not just course, a random.
An ex-dude. But I feel like if the what she asked.
Okay, we got it, man. You're hurting me.
It's because
grabbing Tom's wrist,
just like four bruised finger marks.
What happened?
I didn't nothing. Even touch it. Got really hard. Mad.
I got this podcast and
we're across the table. And he slapped me.
Jake's such a nice guy,
but I don't think she has to tell the truth. I don't think she has to be like, "Hey, it's not your mustache. I love this," or "I want to fuck this other dude." She could definitely just be like, "Hey, I am hornier lately. It has nothing to do with your mustache. I don't like it. Shave it."
So you're saying don't go all the way to the Truthville.
Yeah, just
go halfway to Truthville. Let halfway him know to that the mustache is no go.
Yeah, drive into Omission Town.
Yeah, White Lieville.
White Liesburg.
White Liesburg.
I will admit that unless you are out to hurt someone's feelings, you shouldn't say, "I'm not horny because of your mustache. It's because I want to fuck someone else."
I mean, wow, that would
raw.
That you would make him cry.
Yeah, imagine someone said that to you. You'd be like, "What an asshole!" Well, you'd be the fucking asshole.
He could never have a mustache again. Could you imagine? You're like, a mustache will. Even seeing a mustache on someone else will just remind him of the time. You're like, that's also. This reminds me of. This is such a tangent, but like
tangent it up.
I was in high school, right? And there was we were doing superlatives. I was a junior. These other kids were seniors.
Sorry,
and
we gotta go. We gotta keep going.
Please, this is a really good story.
It's really fun, but we just gotta end. So these
I'm looking at the time here, and
there's
I just
no
don't
time.
See how this is gonna fit.
So anyway, this dude, he was like, this dude and this girl were sort of like making a campaign to be voted funniest at school.
Ugh.
And they like made a little speech as like, this girl was wearing boy clothes, and this dude came out. He was wearing a dress.
I'm back on board.
It was like
kind of
funny.
Very
it was
fun.
Fine, whatever. He's just wearing a dress. And then after that, the teachers made a special announcement that someone who had gone to the school the year before had died. And it was just like very, like just everybody is dead sober all of a sudden. Everyone is sad. And that dude is just sitting on the side of the stage in a dress. I was like, oh my God, this guy is just like, no one's feeling this more than him. So I'm imagining that for this dude with the mustache. He's like, "Hey, no, I'm just like having fantasies about my ex." And all he's doing is just being like, shut up. I have to shave right now.
He just can't wait to go home and just shave off the mustache.
Get out of the dress.
Her telling him that and him listening to her in a mustache is one would be like the most watched video on YouTube.
That's like a Todd Solondz movie. Like that's from Happiness or Palindromes. Like what a sad little thing.
I think about my other boyfriend. That's why I'm so fucking turned on. Your mustache.
Your mustache is the actual. It's something that's taking it down a notch.
Right. He's like pulling out the hairs.
And then he just starts like masturbating in front of her, like don't go crying. It's like wow wee wee. I don't know, girl. There's not. I mean,
just don't be a supervillain. She could destroy this guy right now.
That would destroy
someone. It's pretty rare that you have that power.
Here's the thing. Why you stay with someone? Why you choose the mustache guy over the guy? Is because of like him as a person. And you're like, you know, yeah, this guy may be a good lay, but this guy's a really nice guy, and I want to be his girlfriend. I want to be around him. If he's not doing that, if you guys just are kind of like dating, he's just like a little dude with a mustache. You're like, I don't know, take it or leave it. The only way I can fuck this guy is if I get turned on by someone else. move on.
That's
don't
true.
Tell him the truth.
But if you love this, and to what you're saying, if you love this guy as a person, then I think you need to. Maybe find a way to stop hanging out with the friends with benefits guy. She said they have a lot of mutual friends. Maybe she just like try to cut him out of your life if you like value the relationship that you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what?
Get turned on by the guy, your boyfriend.
Again, if you're young, you know, you don't have to you don't have to settle down. You know, if you're 20s or teens, I mean.
This girl is 68.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the same thing.
And your boyfriend is just trying out a mustache?
Oh, her boyfriend's 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a Hitler mustache.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I would say tell him that you're not turned on by the mustache, but don't tell her that you're getting turned on by your ex-boyfriend.
That's true. You can just enjoy your higher libido. He'll enjoy it, too.
Oh, yeah.
and tell him to get rid of the mustache. Say that has nothing to do with it. I actually prefer you clean shaven.
That's great. If you like the boyfriend, you want to stay. But, you know, libido comes in ebbs and flows. And so you, it's raging now. That's cool. Don't overthink it. But if the mustache, if you don't like it, you know, just be like, hey, man, why not try a beard? Turn that mustache into a beard.
Oh, yeah. Beard is a good look.
That's true. That's exactly right. Don't say I don't like the mustache. Say, would you try a beard? And then he tries the beard, and you say, I like this even better than
you
I
look
like
so
the
handsome
mustache.
With a beard. That's what my girlfriend says, and it makes me feel like $1 million.
Oh.
Yeah, she goes, I like you in a beard. But she likes bearded guys, and then I get mad.
Because it makes me think, okay, who else has a beard that you fucking
she
get
likes
turned
the
on
long-haired,
by?
Sort of like fucking Fleetwood Mac, like fucking beard guys. And then I just, every night, I think about putting that pole over her face.
You know, I
don't. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. And kissing her.
And kissing the pillow. Because I don't touch the lips. Never touch them.
Wow. Powerful.
I've never met your girlfriend, but she seems... Ask her this tonight. Ask her if she has ever had a crush on the dad from Family Ties.
You want me to ask her that?
I think she has.
If you text her that, it will not sound like it came from Amir. It will sound like it came from you.
You don't have to text her. Say,
I'll
my
text
friend
her right now. If she gets back to me in the show, I'll let her. I'll let you guys know the
okay,
response.
So say, have you ever had a crush on the dad? Or do you have a crush on the dad from Family Ties? I feel like that's her
have
style.
You ever.
It's like intellectual, bearded guy. Okay. He sort of looks like an older version of you, Thomas, a little bit.
Mm. Oh, well, nice.
Then yes.
Then that's perfect.
On the dad from what?
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Is she older than 26?
She's 26 on the button.
Ooh. So hopefully she knows what that guy looks like.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I see it here.
Certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It
was open
book,
but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly. Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Should we try to get to one more question?
Yeah. How's our time?
We're at around 35 minute mark. Oh, this is a good one. All right. We need another dude's name. Perhaps Kumail's character's name?
It's Dinesh and then something crazy. Dinesh Kappa Kappa Kupu.
All right. So, I was at this party the other week and I was chatting with this pretty cute girl. We were getting on really well. We had similar interests in music, TV shows, and went to the same university. She seemed to have genuine interest in me. Mm-hmm. By around 2 a.m., we were both pretty drunk and I was moments away from making a move when our conversation somehow ended up on the topic of 9/11. Perhaps a symbolic precursor of what was to come. This seemed...
What a nerd. According to my calculations. Okay, keep going.
This seemed to be a topic of interest to her because she wouldn't shut up about it for about half an hour. What really bugged me was about her discussion was that she was one of those crackpots who believed 9/11 to be a mysterious government conspiracy. I haven't done too much research on the topic, but I'm pretty sure 9/11 was not an inside job. I felt by the tone of her voice, she was one of those hipsters who believed such things, only to go against the grain of society. Turned off by the discussion, I made an excuse to leave and got the heck out of there. Since the party, she's contacted me to hang out. Am I being a bitchly for avoiding this cute redhead based solely on the motive that I disagree with her opinions on, admittedly a pretty important topic? What would you guys do in this situation? Dinesh.
First of all,
let's
explore the facts of 9/11.
I mean, look at the video.
How
people.
Could they implode on themselves? The planes came on the top.
Look I'm at not building saying, seven. I'm not saying maybe. Knew about it, let it happen.
Obviously.
Sure.
We've done crazier things. The government's done crazier things.
How else are we going to get into Iraq? Guys, do the math.
Would you hook up with someone who is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist?
Well, Tom's a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
gets him off.
I'm kind of in there. Look, if you're trying to make out with a cute girl, kind of like, who the fuck cares what she
yeah,
thinks?
That's a weird thing, because like, I'll say I'm into a band. I'll say I've been somewhere, like to a club that I haven't been to.
Yeah, little white lies to fudge your person. So
why
that...
am I above being like, yeah, you're totally right. 9/11 was a conspiracy. It's yeah. like, it's all the ends justify the means, right?
I can get this kid if he's coming from kind of an emotional point, like he was maybe looking for a girlfriend or something. And, you know, I've been in that situation where she says something and you're like, ooh, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm a Republican. Sorry, never mind.
But is this bad enough?
I don't know. I would say ask her about it. That's crazy. What videos have you watched? Oh, cool. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't agree. I disagree. I mean, she may have valid points. He said himself he hasn't looked into it. So right. He's admitting like ignorance. Girls are smart. They can know more than you. It's okay.
At least she's done the research, buddy.
Well, yeah, she exactly. does, I guess like you find out if she's done the research. Also, it doesn't matter if you just want to make out with her.
Like, yeah.
I've definitely made out with people I completely disagree with.
And to be honest, my honest opinion, that's like a fun difference to be had. That's not like a core principle belief that makes up a person. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some people can believe in a silly little conspiracy theory that it's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
You know?
I call that God.
Yeah. But I was just going to say, like, if religion is important to you and... you know, one person is, one person isn't. That's like a different thing than like, hey, do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Right. This guy's actually a firefighter who lost his brother on 9/11. So like, somebody's like, oh yeah, it's an inside job. Like, okay, fuck you.
Yeah.
I was there. You watched Loose Change.
Yeah. But to be honest, there's a lot of firefighters that do also think it's an inside job.
Really?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
This is the thing. I don't know anything about it either.
It's Jake, okay, what's your retort guys. To that?
To what?
To the firefighters who believe it was an inside job.
I'm already leaned in and me and Tom are making out at this
Wait,
point.
I gotta say, so I checked to see if my girl Molly had responded.
Yeah.
I get an Instagram. Oh. Okay? This is fucking happening right now. Jesse whatever the fuck. Watch.
you want to give her that
watch
shout
what happens. She says, nice one, Dubs, in capitals.
What was the picture that she commented on?
I'll describe it to you. I don't know. I just got the notifications. This is how quickly it happens. It's me in a suit. I'm looking dapper. I'm like, look at me. I'm fancy now, okay? Watch. Comment. I'm going over to you, your profile. Hey, dickhole. And I get mad. I'm like, so mad. I'm like, we could have been friends. You fool. You're 18 years old. You're from Melbourne. I don't know you. Guess what? As soon as this little icon pops up, I'm going to click it. The only thing that's saving you is a slow-ass motherfucking internet right now.
Blocked forever?
Blocked forever. Motherfucking never. One strike, motherfucker.
Oh, no.
That's it.
You only got 22 posts, 114 followers, and you following 512. You following more than you... Then you got followers. Hell no. Where the icon at? What is my fucking icon?
This is exactly what he wants. Don't you get it? Don't you?
I thought it was a good show. This is the only guy that's going to get this shout out.
I'm going to do it to Thomas because I want the shout out on his next podcast.
We could have been buddies.
Okay,
it doesn't matter. Go back to the girl.
Yeah, 9/11 inside job. I don't believe that 9/11 was an inside job, but there are more fundamental differences that you can have, like Thomas said. And besides, you're not cultivating a relationship with this person quite yet.
But it's weird to be like, oh yeah, no, it's like she likes the Red Sox and you like the Yankees, you know, and you think 9/11 was terrorist and she thinks it was the government.
Yeah,
that's kind of fucking crazy. There was like death involved. That was a pivotal point for society. It wasn't. It's not like your favorite color,
right? So you're saying it's different. It's bigger. It's a bigger deal then.
It is kind of a big. I mean, I would say that like, that's, if sort of like what Tom's saying is like, if you were looking for a girlfriend, then maybe this girl's not going to be a good girlfriend. But yeah, you could definitely make out with her.
I still think this is like you're focusing on a tiny thing. So say you spend more time with this girl, which you should if you think she's cool.
Just so we're clear, you just called 9/11 a tiny thing. Go on.
Well, I mean,
traitor.
We've
you
killed
Canadian.
A lot more people over there than we've had killed. So who's the bad guys? Anyways.
Open your eyes, people.
Open your eyes. Let's get out of there and fucking let those people just live their lives, please. Anyhow.
We're getting political for the first time ever. Fucking yes.
Yes, goddammit.
God, thank
you.
Forever.
Thank you.
Anyhow.
Dude.
I think, like, so you went on another date and it's all swimming. It's all going along great. Is this literally the thing that's like going to prevent you? You know, like believing in a harmful conspiracy theory? I mean, I don't know. That's a question to ask yourself, baby. That's what you do. Yeah. And fucking, when you figure it out, don't come on Instagram because you get blocked.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up. You want to hear what Molly said?
Yeah.
Don't know who that is. I Googled him and I don't recognize him. He does nothing for me. Why?
Why is a good question.
I don't know who that is either.
No one.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know. It was Alex Keaton's dad on Family Ties. He was tall. He was slender. He had a beard. He had gray hair. Okay. I went for it.
I swung for the fences. And
She's clearly lying to you. I'm sorry, dude. I still think that I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm looking at a picture of him, and of course, yeah, no.
What do you mean? Is he a rocker? He's a silver fox.
Is he a silver fox? Is he a rocker?
No, he's not a rocker.
That's the guy. That's my girl's type. It's like, you know, plaid shirt, sort of like, or like a black t-shirt.
Oh, you know what
like
it is?
Just woke up. Oops.
Maybe if she had seen the show, he has a very crush-worthy personality on the show.
Jesus,
you
like
have
him.
A crush on him.
You love the dad from Family Ties.
That's. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Like,
you know, you
cute.
Definitely do.
He's cute. He's fucking really sexy, man.
I want to kiss his cheekbones. That doesn't mean I have a crush on him.
Yeah, baby.
All right. We got one last question to get to.
Do we answer the guy.
Yeah,
chill,
yeah.
Man.
Chill. Unless it's a super big deal for you, in which case.
Yeah. You're the arbiter of what is big or not.
Yeah.
Boom.
You do you. This girl I think I want you to read this question. It's a girl who's seemingly on a drunken rant, and I feel like you can knock it out of the park. Do you have another female name to give this?
It won't be from the show. Tara.
Tara.
That's from the show.
Tara writes in. Thomas, you could do a voice, you could not do a voice, but just remember, read it in the tone of a girl furiously typing away on her keyboard, having just gotten into a fight with her boyfriend.
Okay, first though, like, let's just like get on board with punctuation and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, oh, there's no, yeah, there's barely any at
Please
this point.
Capitalize when you start a sentence. It's called English. I love you, sweetie.
Learn it or get out of my country.
I mean, but it's the language you speak. You should be really good at it. Anyway.
Hey, dudes. You never replied to my first email, so that was hurtful. I think I
can... You're definitely drunk.
I think I can forgive you. But I'm still having a goddamn come apart.
Oh, that's... I like that term. I'm going to use that.
A come apart.
A come apart. The boy that I could never get to date me after fucking for 10 months and saying I love you to each other just admitted to me that the...
Don't touch that.
Sorry. Just admitted to me that the reason he can't be with me is because I don't know if I want to have kids. Kids! I feel like we're way too young to even be thinking about procreation. I'm 23 and he turned 25 last week. This isn't even considering the fact that we're barely beyond the let's not fuck other people phase of a relationship. His reasoning is that he doesn't want to get more invested in something that's going to end inevitably. which would make sense if he hadn't been telling me for the past forever that he just wouldn't date me because he wasn't ready for a serious relationship. How did he go from I love you but I'm not ready for anything serious to please have my babies or we're done in a matter of literally 2 weeks? Is he just fucking with me? Is he lying to let me down easy? Is he a sociopath with no human emotions that thrives by drinking the tears of women? Help. Fucking frowny face.
Did you write fucking frowny face?
I put fucking, but there was a frowny face.
I love
face.
That.
So what do you think?
25-year-old men are just the same as 15-year-old men.
Oh, you think it's young is young?
I was a shitbag when I was 25 years old.
Do you think this guy's a shitbag?
Not a shitbag, but he doesn't know what he wants. Man at 25 does?
Yeah, I think he like heard one thing he didn't want to hear from her. Like he's imagining some weird future where he's like has kids and she's like, I don't know if I want to have kids. And then he like let that seep in and freak him out. So personally, to her, I say go to White Liesville. Just be like, actually, you know what? I do want to have kids. That's all you have to say. You don't say I want to have your kids. Just like lions.
Well, she says he's pissed because she said, I don't know if I want to have kids. And now he's like, I need someone who definitely knows that she wants to have kids.
So just be like, okay, fine. I definitely want to have kids.
Doesn't it seem like it sounds like she's just placating him just to see what he would say?
Yeah.
It sounds obviously fake.
It's completely placating, but I mean, you could sell it.
But I think this guy is making it up. I think the second thing is true where he said, is he lying to me to let me down easy? I think that's what it is.
That's insane. I'm a piece of shit and I would never say to a girl, I want to have kids and you don't, so we're done. That's fucking batshit crazy.
Right, but people are batshit crazy.
But people, I think girls especially think that guys are kind of like simple. They have like three needs and that's all they want. But this guy probably, he could just be like kind of an overthinker.
You think he's actually breaking up with her because she doesn't know if she wants kids? She might want to, might not.
Well, if he's an indecision guy, right? If he's a guy that's indecision, because that's clearly what's happening, because he doesn't want to be in the relationship or not. He's like, I don't know, we are, but we're not. We're fucking, but let's be exclusive, but you're not my girlfriend. So that's kind of the gist I get. And then he gets this. He's probably like a panicker. He likes to have a good panic.
He's a panic. He's a panic.
He's a panic man.
He likes a good come apart, you know what I'm saying?
He loves a good come apart. And to this girl, I say, you don't want to be with no panic man. You want to be with a man who makes decisions, makes choices, and knows what he wants.
Yo, shit.
Y'all motherfucking ass needs to be dead to all the man.
You ain't gonna have a panic motherfucker's kids.
Nah, man. Yo, man, what happened when that fool need to pick up that little fool from a soccer game?
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
He gonna freak out a motherfucking car.
That motherfucking panic motherfucker's kids. His sperms are all banging against your eggs. And you're like, how do I? No.
Oh, you think the sperm is indecisive?
I think the sperm's indecisive as well.
Yeah.
Sperm
don't know which hole to go up in.
Yeah, the sperm done come apart. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, the sperm having to come apart. Getting inside that little egg, the embryo, saying, hell no, I don't want to be up in here.
Oh, no.
I want to die like my brother.
Oh, no.
Assalamu alaikum.
I say I do, yes, sir. What happened?
Everyone has nosebleeds.
At the same time.
I think that he does like overthink. He's like, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship. I love you. I don't know if I love you. And now he's like, fuck it, fine. I'm going to do it. I'm going to really do it. And I really love you. And will you have my kids? And she's like, yo, I don't know. And then he's like, oh, fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? This could be tough love. Tough love. Band-aid time. He may not want to be with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He totally is grasping at anything that he can say.
That's insane. No guy.
No, but it's a subconscious thing. It contributes to his indecision. But if you love someone, you want to be with them, you're not indecisive.
But here's I think all guys, as sexist as it is, I think all guys in their minds sort of believe, even if not outwardly, but like deep down, girls want to have children. So I would never, ever, as an excuse to break up with someone, be like, I want to have kids and you don't. Because that's so dangerous.
Well,
this girl could easily just be like, you're right, I do want to have kids. I've got maternal instincts. They're starting to kick in. I'm down to have kids. He should say something like anything else.
But daddy, we don't know the conversation that they had. She could have been really adamant. It's her from her point of view.
That's true.
But she could have been really adamant. She's like, I'm probably leaning towards now.
I've never ever met.
What?
Have you ever met a guy who was like, I can't be with this girl because she doesn't want to have kids?
If they wanted to be boyfriend girlfriend, yeah. When you say let's be boyfriend girlfriend, you can't help but look into the future.
But it's never the girl who is like, I don't want to have kids.
Yeah, it is.
When? No.
I've run up against it.
I don't even believe it.
Would you be with someone if they never wanted to have kids?
You call me a liar, dude. No, stop the podcast.
Tom's ripping my hoodie off like we're in a hockey fight.
You know what?
Fight.
Where's my Instagram? I'm going to fucking block you.
What do you want to do here, dude?
Yo, man. What do you want to do here, penis?
Ooh, curses.
Fuck you.
If I was like, well, first of all, I would never say to a girl, like, I want to have kids. I'm with this girl who's like,
right.
That's insane to talk about any of that shit so early on.
But
I mean, I think it's insane to base... If you're 23, he's 25, and you just are getting into a relationship, and you guys are like...
10 months of fucking, dude.
10 months of fucking, but to be like, I don't know if we should do this anymore because you don't know if you want to have kids, and I know I do. Like, don't write it off that early.
Well,
right,
that's
now,
the thing. That's why
kids.
I think it's an excuse, because she didn't say, I don't want to have kids, which is more understandable for the guy to be like, all right, let's pump the brakes right now because I do want to have kids. She just said, I maybe do, I maybe don't. He's like, that's also not good enough for me. We're through. It's clearly he just doesn't like her anymore.
No, I think this,
I don't know. I think
he had a problem before saying, like, I love you, but I'm not ready for a relationship.
Because it was just about casual stuff, and it's not as if he's wanting to have kids. It's just that's serious conversations. She shouldn't have to, and she shouldn't have to be like, oh, maybe I'll have kids, maybe I'll have kids. No. You stand by your convictions. You be you, girl. If you don't know you want to have kids, you don't know you want to have kids. Don't change. Then no man.
Here's a bigger...
That's true. I'm with that.
More general piece of advice. If a guy doesn't know if he wants to be with you, don't be with him. You only want to be with someone who's like actively rooting and fighting.
And that's actually what we were talking about before. I think in the last episode is you got to have self-respect. You've got to respect yourself.
Yeah, don't try to win someone
over. Never, ever wait around for somebody to decide. That's true. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the fuck I was saying before about lying to him, I'm with you guys now. I've heard the truth.
Oh, baby.
I've heard the truth, and I've learned the error of my ways, and that is 100%.
Oh, my God.
We're both seizing. We're seizing on the ground.
Help me!
The raccoon is coming out of your chest, dude.
Seriously? Okay. Oh, it's like ringing in the room. It's so loud. You know when you yell loud and you hear it ring after? And then you're like, was that too loud?
Yeah, it was definitely too loud. But it was just right at the same
but
time.
But we all agree.
Yeah, self-respect is key, man.
Yep. So tell him, like, all right, yo, this is who I am. If you don't know if you want to be with me, then fuck off.
Because
indecision is a decision.
Honestly.
Yeah. Because, hey, yo, like, send some, like, selfies to us and we'll deem if you're, like, you know, like a hot chick and you got chances with, like, other guys.
All right, yo, that's what's up.
Like, if he hollers, let him go. Like, my shit was, like, on the eeny, meeny, miny, mo tip. Like, forget that shit.
Eeny,
like,
meeny, miny, mo tip?
No, yeah.
No.
That's like a meanie, and I'm meanie. Her hiney grows. Catch a tiger by the pole. No, yes, I say. What do you want? I'm going around. How good are you at musical improv, Tommy boy?
No, this is perfect. This is everything I could have wanted.
This is perfect.
I gotta bring it back.
Okay.
Because my joke version of Send Pics is like, that's a joke version. But the real facts are, you're 23? She's 23.
Yeah.
She can find lots of dudes, man.
That's what's up.
Preach. There's plenty of dumb dudes, but there's plenty of cool dudes. Just fucking... But find don't compromise. Them. I mean, don't compromise yourself. That's big.
That's beautiful. Preach. We have to end on that. It's poignant, it's touching, it's true, and I'm hungry for sushi with you guys, so I want to do that now.
Great.
It was fun. Was this as fun as the last one?
I had just as much fun.
Yeah.
Let's have them, maybe they'll comment and say it was 80% as fun as the last one.
Or maybe they'll say it was twice as fun.
Yeah, whoa. Or 200%.
Let's put that positivity out there, too.
I like it. Okay. Oh. All right. That's it. Ice creams for everybody. That's it.
Pretty cool God dad, right?
Yeah. Pretty cool old man, huh? Not so gassy anymore.
What are you talking about, Dad?
Well, I had a surgery. That's why I was away for 2 weeks. I didn't actually go to Atlanta. What happened was Dr. Seidenstein put a little blade up
Daddy?
My... You want to listen to this, Tyler? Put a little blade up my colon. Daddy's.
Your friend Brett was here a lot while you were gone, Daddy.
Yeah, Brett was... Well, I'm sorry, who?
Brett. Your friend Brett.
I don't know a Brett.
We call him Uncle Brett.
He was wrestling mommy.
God damn it.
Hold on!
And scene.
Come. Honey, nothing. Closes the laptop.
Full circle.
The Sims.
Is there a Simpsons Sims? A Simpsons? Don't
maybe
answer that.
Maybe a mod.
Plug your show one last time for everybody.
Silicon Valley. HBO right after Game of Thrones, and if you miss it, there's a thing called HBO Go, and it rules.
You can watch any HBO show ever.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming back.
Okay.
We very much so appreciate it. Oh, you know, we didn't even give the proper shout outs to the guy Chris Guerra who wrote the opening theme song. And if you have a theme song or a question of your own, you can email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That's it. This last. The outro song is sort of a cool what's it called when like you just sample our dialogue over music?
A remix?
Yeah, a remix.
This
guy named Chris Leggett made a remix of our show to close us out. So thanks again to Tom. Thanks to you guys for listening. Let's play us out with Chris Leggett's remix.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Let's get started. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
If I were you, show@gmail.com. These are people in difficult places. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
But I thought these things sometimes don't have any symptoms.
Boo, are you kidding me?
Me doing this dope, man. That's dope.
So, how does this podcast work?
All due respect, Ms. Portman, I do have dips here.
No, don't get me wrong. This girl's a stone cold criminal.
You goon. What happened?
Say, hey, ma'am, are you doing weed? If I were you,
if I fucking caught her.
So, for those of you who have never heard this show before, you can turn it off now. Yo.
Oh,
don't.
I don't know, I think they bleep it.
So, oh, babe, don't worry. I fucked this girl, but it was at a party and there were 30 people around. You're schwasted on Merlot, Zabio bartender.
What's the theme of the names for this week? I can't figure it. The weed ain't a drug, it's from the earth.
If I were you.
She's pressuring you to do fucking whippets. I need surgery.
I really think I need a freaking lobotomy.
I need fucking brain surgery.
He just doesn't hold his crack well.
I'm nervous, Chuck.
God forbid we get to the questions.
Can I stop you there? Nice.